everybody. It's time for Talks About Tech Weekly. I'm your host, Michael McAndrew.
And I'm Kevin McAndrew.
Yeah, so if you're watching, you'll be able to see we got new mics. And if you're listening, you might be able to hear it as well. We got new mics and pop filters and new mixer. Pretty much new gear, except for cameras, you know. So the sound should be a bit better now. We have bought pop filters, so that'll stop all that kind of wind noise you heard from my breath. My breath is like wind. And I don't think it's like wind, but didn't sound very well. It didn't sound very good. So we got the new gear anyway. So the first story we want to talk about, it's kind of interesting. It's this Sony P tablet, and we've been talking in the past about these dual screen tablets. So the Tablet P is a dual screen tablet, and it has a 5.5 inch display, two 5.5 inch displays actually.
Yep.
And the resolution is 1024 by 480, I believe. So
they're pretty good screens.
They're pretty good screens. They're very much a landscape, two landscape screens, as you can see by the pixel density. It's got a 5 megapixel rear camera, which is very interesting. And, of course, just a VGA front camera.
Mm-hmm.
VGA. Oh, I don't know if it has a front camera. Oh, it does. It does. I think it has a VGA camera, front camera.
What do you mean by a VGA front camera?
VGA is like 480p.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's the resolution.
Yeah.
I think it's like 0.3 of a megapixel. You know, but they don't usually say the megapixel for the front facing camera.
Yeah.
So you've also got VGA front camera, as I said. 4 gigabytes of internal memory for you. And it's 3G capable, so you could run off a 3G network. It hasn't been released in Ireland yet, but the price in England is £500. So
yeah, so it's really good for like going out into, let's say, if you're going out into the wilderness or something.
Well, not the wilderness, but okay.
A place where you don't have Wi-Fi. And then you can use 3G, so that's really good as well.
Yep. So what do you think of this? I think it's going to do well because it's the Sony brand. But any dual screen tablets that have come out before, they might have been great tablets.
Yeah.
They haven't done well because they're not a recognized brand, and I think Sony might do very well in this.
Yeah.
Obviously, it runs Android 3.1.
What it really looks like, can I just point this out?
Yeah.
What it really looks like is a giant Nintendo DS.
It does. It's interesting. I saw an image of with the gamepad and all that kind of thing. And it looks very similar. It's able to play all the games that you would be able to find on the Xperia Play, I believe.
Yeah.
It's got the PlayStation Store thing on it. so it'll be interesting to see how it does. It's got a very nice design, actually. I like it. It's black and kind of silver bottom, you know, very Sony Ericsson phone kind of look.
Yeah, it's very nice design, so it is, yeah.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
It has a kind of a glass finish on it as well. So is it all glass, the front, like the screens, is it all completely glass?
I'm not sure if it's glass at all.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's glass, though. It looks nice. So, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. We have lots of new phones and new tablets and new mobile devices, basically, coming up now. So, the next story is the Acer Allegro, I believe is how you pronounce it. And this is on sale in France and Taiwan now.
Yeah.
Nowhere else for the moment. Basically, it's a Windows Phone 7, and it's got a 3.6 inch display, which is like 480 by 800, your standard display. it's got a 5 megapixel camera and a 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processor. you know, the Windows phones haven't moved up to the dual cores yet. But you know, with Windows Phone 7, it's a very, very lightweight operating system, as Microsoft have kind of learned from.
Yeah.
The Windows Vista was a very, very heavy operating system.
It used up a lot of RAM.
Yeah, and it was like 8 gigs to eight gigs on your hard drive as well. Yeah. So they've made this really, really lightweight. It's very simple, so you don't need your 1.2 gigahertz dual core processors. All you really need is, you know, your 1 gigahertz Snapdragon.
Yeah, just a normal processor, not anything.
And
really,
and the
quick
Snapdragon is a quick processor.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
you know, I have it in my HTC Desire S. Is a Snapdragon as well, and it's very quick. You know, you don't really need the dual cores. So it's pretty nice. As
yeah,
I said,
I like it.
It's just released. It's interesting to see Acer, bringing out a phone.
Yeah. What I find interesting is it came out first in France and Taiwan. You know?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Usually, you'd think
obviously they seem like very, very big consumers of smartphones.
Yeah, usually
France is very big. Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, usually they do it on a continental scale, so they might do it by Europe or by Asia or by, you know, the US or something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Usually the US gets it.
Yeah.
Well,
first.
With the Galaxy S range, they always bring it in Europe first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bring these different models out for different carriers
In America.
So it looks nice. I like Acer products. I like their computers a lot. I had an Acer computer for about a year. It was a netbook actually, and I really liked it. You know, netbooks, they only have 1 gigabyte of RAM.
I know, yeah.
But they still, you know, they're very snappy. Especially
it was an incredible netbook.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I did so much stuff on it.
It was incredible.
It to my mom because she was in dire need of a computer.
Yeah.
And she really likes it as well. She uses it for everything.
Also, I must say, for the computer I'm making, I got an Acer screen as well.
Yeah.
It's just normal kind of resolution.
Kevin's making the desktop, so...
Yeah.
I put together a parts sheet for him, and He's after buying all the stuff.
Yeah,
so
I must say though, it was about €70, and it was an incredible price.
Yeah,
it's an LED monitor, widescreen.
The LEDs are very nice. The LED displays are very nice because
it's very sharp.
They're very thin as well.
Yeah,
they look very nice. I must say that Acer monitor, I'm really jealous because I have an LG monitor, which is actually very, very high quality.
Yeah,
LCD display, and I have a Samron, which is. It's a really kind of early kind of a model.
Yeah,
of the
older kind.
It's an older model of the LCD displays, and none of them are widescreen. I love the widescreen. I saw when Kevin's widescreen monitor came out. I was like, wow, that's really, really nice.
It has a VGA and DVI, but unfortunately, doesn't have HDMI. So,
yeah, well, a lot of screens now, you know, they still come with DVI. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty good. So hopefully we might be doing a little bit of a kind of a tutorial on how to build your own machine, maybe. We'll see how it goes. I didn't do any unboxings or reviews of my microphones either. I couldn't really do that.
Did you do unboxings of anything else, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do any unboxings.
Yeah.
Or reviews. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it. But, hopefully we'll do it on the computer. So, anyway, we're going a bit off topic to the Acer Allegro. Oh, I was talking about the netbook. Yeah, we were like, subtopic within subtopic within subtopic.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that the Acer netbook I have is actually really good quality as well, you know.
Yeah.
I got it for Christmas, actually. So, it's pretty good. Yeah, Acer, I love their products. Their tablets, they seem... I was looking at the Iconia tab, the A100, and the 7-inch one, and it's very, very well built.
Yeah.
Very, very nice, and a very competitive price as well.
The thing about the Acer, like Acer itself, is that when they're building a product, they make it to perfection, and then they make it the same price or cheaper than their competitors.
And yeah, usually they're very cheaper. Good. Yeah,
so they're incredible value for what they are.
Yeah, I really like Acer. I really like the brand Acer. Yeah. You know, they're a good and trustworthy brand as well. You know, they make very good products. So that's going to be a very, very exciting phone. You know, when it comes out in US and Europe, it'll be interesting to see how it does.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we might as well move on to the Galway Science Fair 2011. Now, I said last week that I might be able to do a bit of footage, but I didn't get much time, unfortunately. I got some footage, but it's not really great. Footage.
Not great quality, so.
No. So I'm not going to actually upload it, but I'm going to talk about the fair. So, you know, every year Galway holds the their science fair.
Science for the technology, yeah.
Yeah, science and technology fair. And it's basically, for the last 2 years, it's been held in the college in Galway. And it's, you know, you've got lots of very big medical companies coming in there and things like that. So there's been a lot of companies that have been in this year's science fair that we haven't seen from other years. You know, the obvious ones would be Medtronic, SAP, and Boston Scientific. SAP, obviously, being with their software, they do software for computers.
Yeah,
for a lot of businesses, they're the base. You know, SAP software is like the base in a lot of business. So you've got Medtronic and Boston Scientific. They do a lot of medical drugs and that kind of thing, and stints as well. Boston Scientific had a very exciting competition where they were giving away an iPod Touch every hour for the best person, the person who put the stint, did an operation, which placed in a stint. The best, and I had a go at it, and I nearly won. Very, very nearly won, but unfortunately I didn't win. An iPod Touch, and they're also giving away an iPad 2 as well. That was an overall prize. I'm not sure how that
And then there was loads of competitions and stuff. And our friend won an iPod Nano as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our that friend. Was unbelievable.
Yeah.
His class.
Kevin and his Lego League team were actually, they were in the SAP stand. SAP had set up, they're a massive sponsor, and I thank them very much, a massive sponsor of the FLL. And so they had an FLL table set up in the in their stand. And they basically had different FLL teams. They had Kalosh and the Kerba, and they had Kevin's team on, and
so there's seven different teams, I think, that did it.
Okay, yeah. I saw Kalosh and the Kerb and Kevin's team, obviously, and it was good fun. So Emmett, a guy on Kevin's team, won an iPod Nano from an SAP competition.
So that was good.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, the person was announcing, is Emmett Gagan here? It's like, yeah, I'm on the board here. Hang on. You know, it was funny. You know, you've got these, I haven't seen Aveya. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Aveya, I'm very sorry. Yeah. I think it's Aveya. They're a new company that have come into the science fair this year. HP, I didn't see them last year, but they might have been there last year.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go last year now, but yeah.
I was there last year.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was there. And Cisco. I didn't see Cisco last year.
That was an incredible stall. They were giving away 10 was it $1,000 Cisco dollars Okay. And if you got 5 questions right, you won a 2 GB memory stick for free.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a Cisco one. That was
so really Cisco had, I believe it was an Android-based phone. It looked like it was Android-based.
Yeah.
So it was a desk phone that you'd have in your office or whatever, in a business. And you pick up the phone and the dialer would come up, and it had a touchscreen interface instead of a dialer. It looked very nice. They also had like what looked like a 50-inch display with like this massive webcam on top, and you could mechanically control where the webcam pointed. And it looked very cool. I saw it in action, and it was the quality of the webcam was really, really good.
Yeah,
it was probably the biggest webcam I've ever seen in my life. It was massive.
Massive.
It was like the size of a camcorder.
Yeah, I know.
But the quality was really, really good out of it. And they had a smaller version. I think it was probably like a 32-inch.
Yeah.
Maybe 20... maybe in the 20 inches, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
20, 28, maybe. It was a pretty big display as well, with a smaller... pretty much a smaller version of it. And that worked very well as well. They had loads of Cisco products on display there. So that was a great stall as well. Lake Region, now these are new. They're a medical company, and they did this absolutely fantastic. The two guys there, they were really, really friendly and everything. That was the first stall I went to, and they had a very, very good demonstration of the stint going in. Wasn't it Lake Region
that we went to? I think it was something like that.
It was Lake Region. So
yeah,
basically they had a layout of all the arteries and all going into the heart and all the blood vessels.
It was kind of rubbery, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And they had all the blood vessels in the brain and in the going into the heart and everything. And then they had a pump with dyed water that simulated the
blood.
The blood. So what they did was they took one of their stents and they stuck it in the artery. And then, you know, they had the very thin wire. And you fed it through and you could see the thin wire going in through the heart and coming out through into one of the arteries. And you had to control the wire so you could get it into the different arteries. And that's what Boston Scientific did, but... for the competition, but Lake Region actually did it out with all the arteries.
Yeah, and they is way bigger.
They explained that the doctor would be able to see this in a camera.
While on the next way. Yeah,
and then once they got the wire in, they could place. Basically, the wire is a guide wire, and they explained all this, that the guide wire goes into the artery, and then the stent goes along the guide wire and is placed in. So it works very, very nicely, and that was one of my favorite stalls. It was a really, really good stall.
Well, my friend had to go, and he killed a patient twice. Well, he had another go. He almost had it, but he was going to kill the patient again, so he just walked away. So I'd say he died anyway.
I wouldn't. Wouldn't like to have my friend as. As a doctor.
Yeah, really. Our friends.
And it's very hard because, you know, the heart is actually still pumping.
Yeah.
You know, and you're trying to do this at the same time.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult. So, they had lots of other exhibitions, like True Physics, which was a physics exhibition. It was very... I didn't actually go into it, but it looked very interesting. They had the Mad Science, which was on later on in the day.
Yeah.
After we left. With Craig Stevens, and there was a 3D tour of the universe. Now that was off the main hall. There was massive queues for it. It looked absolutely amazing, but I really wanted to go as well, but I didn't get time. It was really good, and of course the Lego Mindstorms exhibition at the SAP stand. I have to say that. So it was a really fun day. Lots of learning in there, you know. Lots of giveaways.
Great
lots of free pens,
free lollipops,
free iPod Nanos, free iPod Touches, iPads,
free Slinkies.
Yeah, and we got to see some really cool technology. GMIT had a stand.
Free syringes.
In there
as well. I got a syringe.
Yeah. So GMIT had a stand in there as well. They were showing off. They had a thermal camera there. They had sensors. They had... What else did they have in there? They had tons of stuff.
So much stuff.
They had... It was really good.
It's an excellent...
GMIT was another really, really nice stand.
Yeah. It was excellent because there was schools as well.
There were schools as well. Primary schools. Yeah, a local school here... Tollykai National School.
Yeah.
They had a stand there and they were, you know, showing off all their science projects and all that kind of thing. It was very, very good.
Yeah.
You know, so overall, it was a great day. It was very, very well organized.
It was.
Last year's chocker block.
This year,
the traffic was walked in. The traffic was managed much better.
Because there wasn't any lines or anything.
Yeah.
Apart from the 3D tour of the universe.
There was queues for that. It was like 5 minutes long, I think.
So. Yeah. And then everything else, you could just walk in, you know?
Yeah.
It was really quite packed, but, you know, there was lots of space, like, to move around and all that. So.
Yeah.
It was a great day today, so.
Yeah, it was really, really good fun. And you did really well. In your robots. So everybody on the team brought in their own robot and showed off the design and ran them along the course, did the obstacles on the FLL course and all that kind of thing. It was really, really good.
It was a good experience, yeah.
Yeah, it was enjoyable, and we got to see Kalash and the Kerb as well, what their robot was like.
Yeah,
so it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can steal a few ideas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah. So it was a great experience for the whole team as well, you know, to get to talk to everybody and explain what it was.
Yeah. So we were talking about it and explaining it on the microphone, and we all came up and
that was good.
Yeah.
So yeah, we might as well move on to yet another phone release, the BlackBerry 9380. This is the latest addition to RIM's lineup of phones. So it runs the BlackBerry 7 OS. So this is the latest BlackBerry release. It's got a 5-megapixel camera, no HD recording, just VGA recording. 3.2-inch display with 480 by 360 pixel display. 806 megahertz processor, 512 megs of RAM, and you've got an SD card slot for 32 gigs of storage. There's no price in euro yet for this phone, but we should be seeing a price soon. This phone, the specs on it seems... iPhone 3GS kind of specs, so you should be seeing iPhone 3GS prices, maybe 380, 400 euro for this phone. It looks very interesting. it's 3.2-inch touchscreen, which is an interesting form factor. You know, you're seeing a lot of smartphone manufacturers going massive, even 5-inch touchscreens now. They're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's
eventually
like competing for who can get the biggest
screen.
Yeah, on their smartphones.
Eventually now, they'll be 10 inches.
10-inch smartphone.
And tablets will be 30
super inches. Super-sized pockets.
You know.
Yeah.
You'd be carrying it around like this.
Under your arm.
Yeah.
BlackBerry are kind of going in the opposite direction. Going for a nice small form factor. Now HTC have a lot of their entry level smartphones have 3.2-inch displays and that kind of thing. But you know, there's still a massive market that isn't filled. You see, BlackBerry, they're using their heads in this. You know, there's so many people making massive smartphones, massive screens on their smartphones. Why don't we make a smartphone that has a very small, little compact screen, and we'll fill the market with people who want smaller phones.
Yeah.
Which is a really, really clever move. And, you know, BlackBerry 7 OS, they've made a lot of improvements to that. 5-megapixel camera, which is interesting. A lot of smartphones now have the 8-megapixel camera.
Yeah.
But I think they're trying to keep the costs down here.
Yeah. So what they're trying to keep the 5-megapixel. Yeah. So with this phone, what they're really trying to do is keep the costs down.
Yeah.
But a nice compact phone that you wouldn't, you know, if you're going to be using it for games, you might want a bigger. But if you're just, you know, using it for just every once in a while to take out your phone or something, you know, it's a nice phone.
Yeah, and the BlackBerry, what's it called? Do they call it the BlackBerry Market? The Black Market. No. I think it's like the BlackBerry Store.
I think it's
or
like
something.
Would it be RIM Store or maybe
no? I think it's BlackBerry Store.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Black Market. I'll call it. I better not do that. They'll kill me. The BlackBerry Store. There's a good selection of apps there as well, especially for business people. There's like word processors, Excel spreadsheets, a lot of that kind of thing. So again, you know, BlackBerries are, they're really kind of just, you know, they're for the business people.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, you'd see a lot of teenagers now who have BlackBerries.
Yeah. That's really what BlackBerries are really for is
They're a real business phone.
They're not, but like since games and stuff.
Since the launch of the BlackBerry, the BlackBerry Store, we'll just call it. Since the launch of that, you know, they've really been attracting other users, not just business users.
Yeah.
Because they're getting a lot more apps, like entertainment apps,
games,
and social networking sites, apps, all that kind of thing. So it's going pretty well for BlackBerry at the moment. Unfortunately, they have lost their market share as number one, but they're still pretty far up there, you know.
Yeah,
doing pretty well. It'll be interesting to see how the BlackBerry 9380 will do. Anything else you want to say, Kevin? Before we go?
Not really, no. Apart from really that the Galway Science and Technology festival, I guess, yeah. Today was brilliant.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, and all our new gear is really good and all that.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it. It came on Tuesday.
So I can't wait for my own computer now as well.
Yeah, you can start editing those Minecraft Now episodes.
Yes, I'm very, 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 very sorry because I can't do it like any other way, really. Mm. Like I can do it like upstairs, but it's just easier if I have my own computer.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So did you order Windows 7 for it, or are you gonna go Linux?
Oh, you ordered now, Windows 7. I'm not 100% sure now.
About the Windows?
I got Windows 7 Home Premium SV1 or Service Pack 1.
Yeah, no, that should be the full thing. You don't pay for a Service Pack 1. Service Pack 1 is free. So it's obviously just Windows 7 with Service Pack 1.
Yeah, so...
when I was getting Windows 7, I just got the stock Windows 7 because Service Pack 1 wasn't out at the time.
Yeah, so obviously I got it €50 cheaper. It's interesting, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Hopefully Kevin's parts will come during the week and have fun putting together.
Yeah, I'll have my Minecraft Now videos up by
Second part of Hardcore Parkour.
Yeah, and then we'll be putting up lots more videos as well.
Yep. Alright, that's pretty much all we have to say. Thank you very much for watching or listening to this show. Until next time, goodbye.